Commentary on Story Number 30, The Outward and the Inward. Rather than go into a long discussion and commentary on this particular story, which we would do if we were considering it in terms of overall function and for greater story work, I'm going to limit it to focus on just two or three little aspects. The first is that different people work in different manners, and neither one is necessarily right or wrong or good or bad or the correct way or incorrect way of doing things. But one person may work in a way that attracts lots of people, and another person may do things which are very solitary and alone. Just happens to be how the two people are expressing what needs to be done, especially if they both are knowers. Now, if they're not knowers and they're basing their action on superficialities, then they're not real workers, and so we can remove them from this discussion completely. The Sufi who had lots and lots of people and lots of activity essentially was doing a lot of outer work, but also for a person who was a true seeker and wanted to learn from this person, that one had to get beyond the externals in order to reach the inner. The other one was more direct in terms of the connection, but there wasn't then the other activity that was taking place from which the individual could learn. The second thing I want to point out is that when the individual seeker went to the solitary contemplative, his reaction was not, at least in this story, one of conversation, one of question, one of outer assessment, but rather one of inner assessment. And this is an ability that really is necessary for anyone really working within the field to be able to do, to develop, and that is to consciously be able to attune, become aware of another, their actions, their conditions, their needs, and how to approach them. And it was through this inner means of evaluation, assessment, intuition, perception is more to the case that this contemplative was able to act. And then not having to rely on the outer externals, for they are often misleading, he was able to give the appropriate advice or express his concern and express his understanding in a way, hopefully, that would bear on the actions of the individual who moved away from the active Sufi, the active worker, in which case the individual could potentially learn. This is the end of this commentary.